More than $37 million in joint federal and provincial funding will bring remote and underserved communities in BC up to speed with high-speed internet connections. The announcement was made in Chemainus Monday morning at the Chemainus Public Market, with Federal Minister of Rural Economic Development Goody Hutchings and Provincial Minister of Citizen Services George Chow in attendance. "It's no longer a luxury, it's a necessity," said Hutchings of the service. "Connectivity is an essential tool to access education and healthcare and to grow a business. It also improves safety and provides peace of mind. The federal government has made a commitment to have 98% of Canadians connected to high-speed internet by 2026 and 100% by 2030. With today's announcement, 7,500 households across BC can look forward to high-speed quality internet access," added Chow. "By increasing access to high-speed internet, we are building strong, resilient communities in BC where people can thrive. The joint funding will encompass 14 projects across BC. The funding recipients include the Nisga'a Nation, TELUS, Tainaha Nation, FlexiNet, CityWest Cable and Telephone Corp., and Caslow InfoNet Society. The funding commitments are part of an existing agreement between the governments. 2 years ago, an $830 million investment was made to connect remaining rural, remote and indigenous communities to high-speed internet. While in Chemainus, the two ministers took advantage of the opportunity to play tourists and were most impressed. Neither had ever been to Chemainus before to view the world-famous murals, while Chow is only 3 weeks into his current job and, "I am very happy to be here," he said. Hutchings, who's from Western Newfoundland, said she has a special place in her heart for islands, especially those surrounded by the ocean. "And thanks for the snow, Sunday," she added. "It made me feel at home."